Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time to bring in Georgia's track and field coach, Petros Skipriano. By the way, national champion track and field coach. How does that sound, Petros?
It sounds really good, and still in awe and surreal. Actually, I don't even know how to describe how I feel. You know, it will take a few weeks.
congratulations! We couldn't be happier for you. That's fantastic. Winning the national indoor championship this past weekend. I mean, on a confidence level, I know, Coach, you don't want to jinx it or anything, but on a confidence level, how good, though, are you feeling going out there?
We're feeling pretty good, just knowing the kind of leadership we have on the team, among the athletes and the youngsters, and how high level they've been performing all year, and wanting it badly, because we've been talking about this since day one, and even in recruiting, talking to those ladies about it, we just got to convince them that, hey, this is why not us. I mean, why not us being the first ones to put out the first punch and, win this thing for once and for all, you know?
Absolutely.
But we were very confident, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic. And, you know, someone asked me this question. I don't know the answers. I don't know the sport as well. But, like, so if you win the indoor championship, does that make you the automatic favorite to win the outdoor title?
Not necessarily, but you are in a very good spot to pursue that one as well. Like last year, for example, we were short about 1.5 points to Oregon. We finished second. Going in, we were in the top five ranked, and we almost won it. So you never know what's going to happen. I would like to think we can make another push, a good push there. They're equally as high as valuable. Just more events outdoors, but we do have some fierce ladies out there that can do some damage, so it could happen.
Well, you guys have been so great in the field events, so upping the firepower on the track events, though, has been the difference, right?
Definitely. Having a very strong core and foundation in the jumps, combined events or field events really helps. I mean, you got to have your core. Lena Irby was the key, in my opinion, going out and getting her to sign with us. Such a high-level sprinter, I knew that she could contribute in both the 200 and the 400. And I think that's what made the difference. And Jessica Drop, obviously, in the 5K, finishing fourth and getting five valuable points, that was the biggest surprise and the most positive happening, in my opinion. Having such a great person and an athlete going out there and overcoming the odds, really, because she wasn't picked to score at all, and she finished fourth in the country. So it did complement our niche, let's say, of having great jumpers. Having those two ladies score big points for us on the track.
Georgia's track and field coach, Petros Skipriano, along with us.
Now, Coach, here's my biggest question for you. Have you heard from Ric Flair yet?
Oh, you know it. He tweeted the first thing he did, and he would send me a text or like a message on Instagram through his wife or whatever. But he tweeted, I believe, about 30 minutes after we won. He had this big, big one out there, and he might show up. He will probably show up for our first track meet here in Athens, and we'd love to have him.
Will that be the Spec Towns?
Yeah, Spec Towns Invitational. Yep.
Excellent.
April 6th.
All right, all right. So here we go. See, we're not trying to like tell everybody, hey, if you want to see Ric Flair, you might have a chance on April 6th at the Spec Towns. That's all we're saying here. Petros, what is Keturah Orji meant to your program?
Keturah Orji is, I don't like using the term she is the reason why we won, but she is the main reason why we won. And, she has scored about 57 points so far in her career, which puts her, I believe, in the top three of all time in the NCAA in all events. Wouldn't you have such a solid competitor on your team? It's like Herschel Walker. You know Herschel Walker is going to give you minimum 100 yards a game or whatever. Very similar. You know, when you have such an athlete on your team, putting those numbers every meet, you feel very good about where your team stands at the national level. I don't even know if there's going to be another one like that coming around anytime soon. Just how valuable, consistent, and respectful leader she has been for us. And her personality alone, I mean, she's a no-nonsense, you know. She's not going to sit around and joke around with you or be cute or anything like that. I mean, she's a silent killer, and that's what I really like about her.
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, if you have a Mount Rushmore of student-athletes at the University of Georgia, you could say male or female, whatever. I mean, when you have the conversation, she's got to be part of it as what she's done in her career. She's been that awesome. I don't know that a lot of fans realize just how unbelievable she has been in her career, and she's still got one more outdoor season to go.
Yeah, definitely. I think she's I can say this very confidently. She's the best UGA track and field athlete at the NCAA level, the most accomplished one. I mean, I just can't imagine of anybody collecting, you know, so many titles, so many records, American record, NCAA record, finishing, you know, top five in every Olympic and world championships she's competed, and being a 4.0 student and very involved in the community. I just can't think of anybody else that brings all that to a team or a university, really.
that makes the rest of us feel good. Not only is she a world-class athlete, she's also smart. It's like just...
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Well, incredible find. So, Petros, I know you got to run here in just a second. I'm glad you mentioned the Spec Towns. You guys start the outdoor season, like, I guess this weekend, right? I mean, there's no rest for the weary.
Well, the good thing about track and field teams is that you have big numbers. So the ones that were at the NCAA, there were only 15 of them, 7 girls and 8 guys. You know, now is the chance for our your more developmental athletes to go out and get some experience. It's a low-key meet at Georgia Tech, and, you know, we'll let them go out and have some fun. But for the NCAA athletes that competed last weekend, it might be a while until you see them compete again.
Gotcha.
Give them some rest.
Gotcha. Yeah. Hey, and your men finished third, too. I mean, we don't want to slight them. They had a great weekend as well.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I mean, I mean, this is going to sound really bad, but I was just slightly disappointed because I thought we could have pulled them off, too.
Oh, wow.
You know, some of our guys on Saturday didn't quite hit their potential there. And, you know, Florida won with 40 points, and we got 32 points. I had us projected at 43 if everything went well, like the girls. But we came a little short. But I told the guys, I said, you know, before you win like the girls did, you got to finish fourth, you got to finish third, you got to finish second, and then, you know, we'll catch you. We got to keep knocking on the door, and that showed that these guys can do it too. We might take a couple more years for them, but definitely have the numbers, and, you know, the newcomers next year, I think we might be up there as well.
That's awesome. That is, and congratulations again on the national championship. You're up there now. You can go you can go out and hang out with Coach Diaz and Coach Wallace and Coach Bowerly, and you're in that ring now with them too. So that's fantastic.
Great fraternity of coaches. I mean, I told Jack the other day. I said, "Man, to win that first one or a championship is so hard. My goodness, they don't come by around that quickly or easily," and then this guy won 7, and I'm like, my goodness, how'd you do that?
I'm
a newcomer.
That's right. That's okay. It's the first of many, Petros, and congrats again, and thanks for taking a few minutes.
I appreciate it. Thank you so
much. All right,
for having
we'll me. Talk to you again this spring.
All right, thank you. Bye.
All right, Petros Cipriano, national championship coach.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.